Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And today we are talking with a guest from the Manhattan Housing Authority, as well as the Manhattan Area Habitat for Humanity. From the Housing Authority today, we have Commissioner Brad Clausen joining us in studio. Brad, good to talk to you.
Good morning, Brandon. Glad to be here again.
Absolutely. It's been a long time. We've been saying that a lot to our guests who've been coming back because we haven't seen them in well over a year.
I know. It's really nice to be back here in the studio instead of doing this via remote, you know. Just used to a lot of years of coming in here, and it's nice to be back.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to see you. And now you've got some guests with you here. Mandy Thomas, Assistant Executive Director at MHA. Welcome.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us again.
You bet. Is this your first time being here at the station?
I believe so, in person. Okay. Usually it's by Zoom.
Okay. Well, welcome and glad to see you here. And Josh Brewer is here as well. He is the Executive Director of the Manhattan Area Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. And we'll be talking with him a little bit later on here in the program. But we'll start with Brad first, just about some news here at the Manhattan Housing Authority. And some of that entails vacancies.
Yeah. So, you know, we're always working hard to keep our occupancy rate up high, and right now we're over 90% occupied, which is good. You know, we want it to be better, and really the portion that aren't occupied are mostly units that are being turned over. You know, they're between tenants, and they need maybe some repairs or cleaning or, you know, the things that you would typically do with a unit in between tenants, and so you know, we're really working hard to get those units turned over so that we can get new tenants in there, because we have a waiting list of people that are waiting to get in. So the faster we can make that happen, the better, and the sooner we can get those folks in and the sooner we get our occupancy rate up higher.
Is it any different here in the fall here as we get into the winter months with vacancy rates?
I don't know. You know, in my tenure on the board here, which has just been like 6 months or so, it's been creeping up a little higher as we've gone. And again, I think part of that is just a renewed effort and focus on getting units back online, so to speak, and getting them turned over. So, you know, we keep moving that bar a little bit higher all the time. And so I don't know that it's necessarily anything with fall that's caused that, but just an effort and a focus on getting folks in.
Okay. And you've had a lot of help, obviously, getting those put together.
We have. We've actually had a cleaning company that's come in to help get some of those cleaned. You know, our maintenance staff do most of the turnover work on those, especially with the repair work or whatever needs to be done to those units. But we've had a company called Goodwitch Cleaning that's been very helpful at coming in and helping us get a lot of the cleaning done that needs to be accomplished. So many thanks to them for working with us and helping us get that done.
All right. Well, major topic here of the discussion today will be around KERA. And KERA, as I understand, stands for Kansas Emergency Rental Assistance Program. And specifically, we're going to talk today about the Bridge to Housing Stability Grant.
Yeah, and that is exciting news. As you mentioned, it's called Bridge to Housing Stability. That's the name of the program. The Manhattan Housing Authority was awarded $2.6 million to get this program going and to fund it. And so essentially it's through the state, the Kansas Emergency Rental Assistance Program, that's KERA, KERA. And, you know, we kind of talked about this last time we were on just briefly, I think, about, you know, the money the state had to help with rental assistance with both renters and owners. And so this is excellent news to us to be awarded this. The one thing that's probably worth pointing out is that the applicants need to go through the state, essentially, through KERA to get this process started, to apply and so on. And then once they're through that application process, they're handed off to whatever the local entity. We're not the only one in the state doing this, obviously. So we are handling Pottawatomie, Geary, and Riley counties specifically. So if it's an applicant at the state that's looking for assistance in any of those three counties, that's where we come in and we'll take those applicants after they've been through the state process and get them through the remainder of that application and assistance.
And I've been learning a little bit more about this program. I'd reached out to somebody about it recently here in Manhattan, and maybe you can kind of talk to this a little bit here, but a lot of people may not think they qualify for this, but they may be wrong.
Well, they may be, and really you don't have anything to lose by going through the process, you know. I mean, most of the time, if you think you do, you may well qualify, and so it's certainly worth the effort to go through that, because that's why it's there. It's for people needing assistance. If you think you need assistance, then it's worth going through it, I think. We've had, in Riley County alone, 304 applications from residents. So, and we've provided around $1.4 million to property owners directly. So they're processing another couple of hundred applications on top of that. Pottawatomie County, we've had 46 applications funded. Geary County, 222. So, you know, there's been a number of folks through this process already, and so it's hit the ground running, and it's working, I think, well.
All right. And this is it temporary, or is there like a sunset on these loans, or I guess assistance, I should say?
So it is temporary for these individuals. When they come into the program, we will work with them for 3 months, and then they will recertify with us again. So if they need that assistance after the 3 months period, then we will recertify them. One new thing that we did learn, the Bridge to Housing Stability Program is not only for individuals who are experiencing COVID-19 issues. It's for anybody in the community now. So again, as Brad said, if this is affecting anybody, please reach out to the State of Kansas CARES program and get that application filled out.
Yeah, and it should be noted here, if you are a renter, you also probably need to get your landlord involved with this as well.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
But there's benefit to both of them, obviously, so
yeah.
It's well worth it for both of those entities to be involved in the process. You know, there's still info I got was there still remains over $200 million at the state level for housing assistance. So, you know, there's some money there. Just we need to get it to the folks that need it.
All right. We have some information on some case managers that MHA is hiring for.
Yeah. So MHA put a employment ad out on Indeed on our Facebook page, and we're looking to hire 3 case managers that will be paid competitively and expected to be professionals in their field while also networking and building rapport with the population they serve. Interested applicants can search on Indeed or visit our website at www.mhaks.com, and the positions will remain open until filled. This is a program that we are helping shape and build, and we ask for the grace as we work through the growing pains of launching a new program like this in our region. We are only responsible for Riley, Geary, Pottawatomie, Cara referrals from the State of Kansas. If someone is referred to one of our new case managers, it is intended to be a warm handoff between the State Cara office on the phone and the MHA BHS case manager in Manhattan areas. The case manager will then have access to the $2 million in funding to get that individual family rapidly rehoused and stable over the next 90 days from referral. MHA is working with the BeAble community in drafting an MOU to provide office space for one case manager to serve Riley County referrals. Junction City Housing Authority is offering to provide office space for one case manager that would service the Geary County referrals. And then MHA main office will provide the office space for the case manager that would serve Pottawatomie County and assist with Riley and Geary counties as well.
Okay. And so you want to get those applications probably in as soon as possible.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and I would just add that it's we were thankful for these other entities that are helping provide some office space for these case managers as well, the Be Able community and the Junction City Housing Authority, namely.
All right. Well, some good information there here in the first segment. We're going to pause, take a break, and we'll come back. We'll bring Josh Brewer on the program and talk a little bit about a neat program going on here with Habitat for Humanity. We'll do that right after the break here on In Focus.